Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. A little later than usual, we apologize, but we are live at Texas Card House on Green Ridge and Westheimer, and little did we know that a poker table being plugged in would affect our ability to broadcast. So we figured it out. We're basically electricians, Lance.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Basically.
And that's from what I've been reading, that's a really good job
gosh,
to have.
Oh, my gosh, it is. We need electricians.
So now that we're
country.
Electricians, I don't know if that's going to up our pay here because
we also are doing
electrical stuff.
Todd, bring it, okay? So, not only are we Hall of Fame broadcasters.
What a heroic move.
Yes. Okay, who figured it out? Oh, me. Okay. Problem solver.
Did you figure it out?
Problem solver. Who unplugged it? Who unplugged the table?
Who gave you the suggestion to unplug it?
No, you don't even know about it out here. Okay.
I believe the question was, is that table plugged in?
That's all we were hearing.
You guys would have gone.
Yeah.
Bananas.
But we figured it out. I mean, you know what? We used our intuitions.
Had it been Gen Z, this broadcast would have just
never
ended.
Happened.
Just
never
like,
happened.
Guess can't do it. Run national.
All right, we've got a table going over
my
here.
My kids could not have figured it.
No,
out.
They would have just said, "Oh, all right, we're not going to do the show today." We are live at Texas Card House. We love this. We're watching the Open Championship. We got a table going over here. They're playing. Okay, if you're in the neighborhood, we're Green Ridge and Westheimer, and you're a poker player, it's going on. It's 24/7 out here. They don't close except Christmas night, I believe, is the only night that they close ever. So you've always got a game. The bar stays open till 2 in the morning, okay? So this is a place that you're going to come and get your poker on. It is the premier poker house in the city, and we're here all morning long. It's going to be fun. All right. Shane Gillis last night. He killed. It was not as uncomfortable as Ricky Gervais. At the Golden Globes?
Well, a couple of things were.
The
crowd did not. I think some of them were afraid to respond. Like, you don't want to be caught on camera, like, I get in trouble because I was laughing at that.
Right.
The Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark was pretty good.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good. The Travis Hunter at the end was an old Norm McDonald joke. And it was, okay. He had already made everyone uncomfortable, and then the killing the wife and waiter thing, that made it even worse. So, but that's just good clean fun. I'm not a big ESPYs guy. My wife was there. She actually went, and she had a really good time. But I never watch. I don't care. Simone Biles picked up a couple of ESPYs. And he did a leprechaun joke with her, and that wasn't really all that great. wasn't really all that great. But it was a pretty good.
Will he be invited back?
I don't know. Yeah, he did do the one with you're sitting next to an ugly dog. You know,
he's not good.
If you
he's
were Bill normal. Belichick, you know, if you had 6 Super Bowls, you'd have a 20-year-old too. But you're not. So you're sitting next to some ugly hag. Mm-hmm. that joke didn't go over all that well, and he even said that didn't work all week. I don't know why I did that one. But he's good. Shane is good. He told a little Trump story. If you missed it, you can find it on YouTube or X, the whole thing this morning if you didn't see any of it. But there's a Travis Hunter, the Travis
joke.
Hunt, the Epstein joke.
Yeah, he pretty much was on.
Yeah.
He was pretty much on brand.
Yeah. And you
know, he said he didn't write his own stuff.
No. He said, yeah. He said, oh, of course they got writers. Yeah, they all have writers.
Well, they sound like they're writing for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He said things. Sounds like stuff he would say.
Right, but you know, all those guys, they all have writers.
I understand that. But I mean, he's a professional comedian with a very certain kind of style.
Right, right.
I mean, some of that stuff he said feels like the Caitlin Clark joke is.
Yeah.
I remember I know the punchline. I'm trying to think of the setup.
Well, he said, you know, when she retires, she's going to go to Waffle House so she can continue to fight black women.
Have fist fights with
black women. Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. They showed Drewski laughing about it.
Yeah.
That's one of those jokes that there's a lot of guys in the crowd.
Turn down your mic a hair.
I already did.
You did it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of jokes where. I mean, I'm sure there's. A lot of people, a lot of guys in the audience that want to laugh, but
yeah,
like, I don't want to get caught laughing at this. No. I don't need Ryan Clark coming after me or Shaq punching me in the face.
Oh, you know that they're gonna. There's gonna
Ryan
be.
Ryan Clark would have immediately scowled his eyes. And, when you make jokes
about black women fighting,
the nature of black women, and it's like, here we go, the whole pivot. It's just a joke.
Yeah,
we got to have a whole pivot podcast now about this.
Yes, they are going to have and you know it's going to happen. There's going to be all these people that were offended, and you know what? Oh well, you're offended. You know what? And Ricky Gervais says it best. You know, it's not offended. It's a joke. That's what a joke is. It surprises you, and you know, it's got nothing. We're not trying to hurt your feelings. If your feelings are hurt, then you'd have no sense of humor. No sense of humor. Look at Brooks Koepka.
It's amazing trying Anthony Yetzel and it gets away with what he did.
Yes.
He just said, I started this way. I don't back down. That's why I can get away with this.
Right.
Now, he did have a TV show canceled because he did a joke about the girl that got her arm bitten off by the shark. Remember that?
Yeah, no, I don't remember
the
joke.
In Australia. He had something. He had that shark out there on stage, like somebody in an outfit and a girl with only half an arm on TV. And they said, you got to take that out. He goes, I'm not going to. And they said, well, we're going to get rid of your show.
Uh-huh.
He goes, okay. All right. I told you I'm not taking anything out that I do.
That's funny. We got the Open Championship going on right now. J.S. Olson is leading along with Lee, Hao Tong Lee, and Nicholas Hogarth. A bunch of guys you don't know. Matthew Fitzpatrick is up there near the top. John Rahm is up there near the top. Lee Westwood is 2 under. It's the first round, and you can't win it in the first round. You certainly can lose it, but you can't win it in the first round. It's and as always, it's drizzling and looks miserable in the middle of July.
As always.
As always. I mean, why does anyone live there? This is what you get. Everybody has jackets on. They have jackets on and rain gear. And gigantic.
Are you
going
to welcome
umbrellas.
Them into your house?
What?
Can they move to Sherman Oaks in your house?
Yeah, they can move. You know what?
They can move in with you.
Yes, yes, they can move into the house. We got a little room for.
Why don't you have them move into your other house and they can pay for that? Maybe rent that.
Well, I already got it rented.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's not.
Yeah,
bad.
Yeah. No, we got it. We
that's
just
right.
rented
got
it.
Rented.
We just rented it. Yeah, we couldn't sell it, so we rented it. it's a rough market out there right now.
Yeah.
So we got the Open Championship going on. It's not exactly a high time for sports, and that's okay because this is the show that you go to when there's not a lot of sports to hear because we'll tell Shane Gillis jokes. Maybe we could play some of it if you haven't heard it this morning. That happened last night at the SB, Shane Gillis insulting a bunch of people, which is great, which is good TV, which is that's what an MC and an award show should do. He did exactly what you're supposed to do. I think Ricky Gervais has set the tone.
Well, you say that, but if he is supposed to do, you know, I mean, they know what they're getting. When you got Norm McDonald, you knew what you were getting. Maybe you weren't sure Norm would do what he did, because Norm McDonald's famous for his. He hosted the very first ESPYs, and whew,
yeah,
he was telling OJ jokes, and people were like, he doesn't care. And then if you got Shane Gillis to host,
yeah, you got to know what's coming.
Like you saw his Saturday Night Live monologue that he did write. You saw that he doesn't. He's going to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that's what he's going to do. So you had to know that was coming.
Yeah,
if not, go get Seth Meyers.
Yeah,
Colin Jost or
someone who won't. Yeah,
yeah, and
it won't
play
be offensive.
It'll be fine. You know. You
yeah, can, I don't. I don't know that he'll host again though. I don't know if Disney's going to. I saw a Sam Ponder interview. Did you see her? She was with who's the Shane Steele. What's her name? Steele.
Sage Steele.
No, what? No, not
Sage Steele.
Sage, yeah, Sage Steele. She was with Sage Steele, and Sage is, you know, she's she
well,
is.
Well, they both are openly conservative,
right?
Which Sage didn't... is a conservative commentator now,
right?
Ponder is
no, she's just a mom now. She's not doing much of anything,
right?
And she, but she talked about,
but she has been a little outspoken, though.
She has. Well, she put during the when the. Transitioning person was in the box in the Olympics boxing, mm-hmm. and she just tweeted enough, and she got fired a week later. She said, you know, a lot of it was, you know, they were overpaying me because I only did the one show and I didn't want to do more because I got three little kids, but the timing was odd. And Sage still got fired because of her conservative views. I don't imagine, but here's what she was told. She said a lot of people agreed with you up in the Disney world, up in the you know, the executive suite. But there is such a vocal minority, but it is so liberal that they've, you know, we had to get rid of it. Not so and so, not in those words, but they had that she had to go because of it. So I wonder how they're going to take Shane Gillis today.
He won't care. He's not employed.
No, he don't care. But I wonder
if he does the show again ever again anyway.
Yeah, right.
What does he need? Needs the ESPYs.
Yeah, right. And I watched the first episode of Tires. I wasn't.
I think.
People say it's getting better.
Yeah, I think you have to keep going. I was out after the first, and I usually hang on for two or three episodes, and I was like, this isn't great.
Yeah, no.
Everything feels really forced.
Yeah, right. And so, it was a lot of corny. And
I will tell you, and you need to watch The Studio.
Yeah.
On Apple. Yeah. I mean, it's L.A. It's kind of inside L.A., but it's Hollywood. And I'm not a Seth Rogen fan, and everyone's told me it's good. It is good. You know, it's about trying to get movies made, and you got all these cameos. Ron Howard is an a-hole.
Yeah.
He fights like he's ready to fight Seth Rogen, he's the studio head. He becomes studio head when they get rid of Patty, who is the lady from Home Alone and Schitt's Creek. I don't remember her actual name, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, they said they have Zac Efron is kind of a weirdo. They had Olivia Wilde, who's a director. Who I don't want to tell you more than that, but she's a director. It's they do a good job of getting these. You know, these. These actors are in it. And
yeah.
Sarah Polley, he comes, he wants to give everyone notes, including the director, Sarah Polley, about this thing that they're shooting, and he keeps screwing it. It's like, oh, my God. It is. You got a lot of cringing going on with this one. So, yeah, it's an easy watch. It's a good one.
All right. We're just getting it started.
It's an easier watch right now than the Open.
The Open Championship.
You got a couple four-unders already.
Yeah, we got four-under, 67s.
This will take a long
Hao
time.
Tong Lee is up there at the top of the leaderboard with J.S. Olsen. Yeah, and Nicholas Hoegaard. Yeah. I should just
Who's
do the accents.
Westwood? That's not Lee Westwood.
Lee Westwood.
How old is Lee Westwood?
Lee Westwood's old.
That's Lee Westwood. Westwood?
Yeah, two-under. 200 through 16.
That's not Michael Jordan, is it?
That's not Michael Jordan.
It says Jordan.
It might be Michael B.
Yeah. Well, they both golf.
Right.
Well, I don't know if Michael B does. But,
right. But it's neither of those two. It's neither the Michael or Michael B.
Is that Ryan Fitzpatrick, the quarterback?
No, it's not him. It's Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Oh, okay.
Who won an Open, a U.S. Open, not a couple of years ago. So he's that. It's not Ryan Fitzpatrick, the quarterback with all the chains on. No, that's not him. We got an update on Jordan and Eric Getty. We're going to get to.
Yeah, right.
We've got sound from Jake Andrews. And, oh, my gosh, how horrible. Brian Braman passed.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
He had been really – it was a very rare form of cancer.
Yeah, and it took him pretty quick, huh? Goodness gracious. Yeah. Brian Braman. Jeff Van Gundy's favorite player. He was his favorite player that year. When he was a special teams maniac, he loved Jeff Van Gundy. Loved him some Brian Braman. That's a shame. That's just terrible to hear. You know what's good to hear? And I'm going to go today. I'm heading over to Game Day Men's Health today. I get my shots. They're going to give me some to take with me. At some point, I'm going to get the put in the pellets. and there, it'll be time released for me. And it, that'll be easier for me. I don't know what your situation is. Can you get to the – if you can get to the site every week, then it's great. I can't. So they have a plan for me. They're adaptable, what your schedule dictates. The payments, it's much easier than the other places where, hey, here, get in, get your shot, give me our money and get out. That's not the way they do it.
That's rude.
That is rude.
People say, get in, get your shot, get out.
Oh, no, the doctor will come in, or I don't even know it's a doctor, and come in and go, how are you doing? Good? Okay, here. All right, go. Here's get your shot. Get out. Because we got, you know, a bunch more people. No, that's not the way they do it. They want to make sure that everything is going great for you at Game Day Men's Health. That's how they go about it. They've got labs in every one, so that's much better than the other ones already. And then the other thing is that it's a free consultation the first time you go while the other guys are charging you. So, yeah, listen, I've been doing testosterone replacement for a long time. Game Day Men's Health is just the best. If you're looking for a great way to feel better, look better, and just be better, GameDayMen'sHealth.com, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Card House.
Test, 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 Dell. How's that? Test, test, test,
you
test,
test. Just started the segment.
I know I could have just started talking, but I wanted to.
How's this, Dell?
How's this, Dell? Is that better? Testing one, two,
it's
test,
fine.
Test.
All right. As good as it can be with you.
I love that. I love making him mad. It's my favorite thing to do. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. We are live at Texas Card House where there's a game going on right over there. If you want to come on in and play some right now, walk in and play. Let's go. Get over here. Texas Card House, the premier facility in the city of Houston. In all of Texas, as a matter of fact. They're all over Texas. These are all over Texas now. So just a great place to come and play. And come and watch. You can get your golf on. We've got it on right now. We got John Rahm in the gorse. Did you see that shot? He's out hitting it out of the gorse. You got to keep it in the fairway, guys. Let's keep it in the fairway.
Look how big they are. Like, relatively
that's
speaking,
not really,
that's
not
really
wide.
That big.
That's not that wide.
In real life.
Yeah.
Like, it's big for, like, a pickleball court or a
right.
or a tennis court.
Yeah, it's
less big
for
a dry, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, look at this, 466 yards. I think he had a 3-wood. That's what they do. That's what those people do.
I'm just praying Lee Westwood doesn't hurt his back.
Well, Lee Westwood is playing pretty damn well. Lee Westwood is up near the top
Lee
of the leaderboard,
Westwood.
Minus two.
See,
right.
And this is the thing that's curious about golf. Lee Westwood could play. Let a Lee Westwood go out and play pro football at age 40.
Oh, how old you mean is like Lee Tom Westwood? Brady?
How old is Lee
You mean
Westwood?
Like Tom Brady?
Well, let me see. How old is Tom Brady?
Tom Brady was 40 when he quit, right? 41?
Okay. Lee Westwood's 52.
Yeah.
Go show me a 52-year-old NFL player, and I'll show you a dead man.
Julio Franco.
Who's the great – wrong. Who's – he never played in the NFL. Who's the oldest basketball – have you ever seen a 52-year-old play basketball? No.
I'm pretty sure that we will someday.
A 52-year-old
boxer? Oh, yeah, LeBron.
A 52-year-old boxer?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the only sport where you can mix,
oh, really?
52,
50-year-olds are boxing. Oh, what about MMA? How old is Derek?
Derek the Black Beast?
Yeah.
Derek Lewis is in his 30s?
No, he's older than that, isn't he? I think he's 40. Or he's 39 or 40.
Derek Lewis. Oh, yeah, he just turned 40.
Yeah.
That's not 52.
It's the same
and
thing.
And he's not at the top, although it would be comparable to probably Lee Westwood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like in terms of what the expectations are, maybe.
Don't be denigrating my sport, okay?
Well, you can just
I
be.
I was just at Wildcat
be
yesterday
old,
firing at pins.
You can okay? be old and play.
Can I tell you, Wildcat's in great, great, great shape. Y'all need to go. This rain has got it all green, and the greens were perfect. I got to tell you, Wildcat was great yesterday. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I got to – so who do you think are the – like pick a random NFL team. Let's just go Adele's Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Wow. Dell, who are the Dolphins' five greatest quarterbacks, top five quarterbacks of all time?
greasy Marino.
Marino.
Does Earl Morrow make the list? He might.
Tua's in the top five.
Yeah, Tua's on the list. It's rough, man. Maybe.
It's rough. You got a Hall of Fame.
Chad Pennington for a year. He led him to an AFC East title for the year.
Jay Fiedler?
Yeah, maybe.
It sounds like your top three then are definitely
Tua Marino, and Marino.
Greasy Marino and Tua.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How about the Chargers? You got Dan Fouts, Philip Rivers.
John Hadle.
You got some good quarterbacks over there. Fouts, Hadle.
Bears. The Bears are the worst.
Philip Rivers.
The Bears all time.
Bears pretty bad. Not the worst. Here's the Texans all-time list. Number 10, Case Keenum. Number 9, Brock Osweiler.
Oh. Wait a minute. I would put Case ahead of
That's fine if you want to quibble. If you want to quibble over 9 and 10, that's fine.
No.
8, Ryan Fitzpatrick. 7, Brian Hoyer. 6, Sage Rosenfels.
Now, Sage is not ahead of Hoyer.
Well, you can quibble all you want.
Wait a minute.
Got
Hoyer ain't ahead.
Well, okay, I take it back.
Ahead of Fitzpatrick.
I take it back.
I take it back. This is based on all-time passing touchdowns. Do you know Keenum only has 12 all-time touchdowns as a Texan?
Who?
Case only has 12 all-time passing touchdowns.
Well, he only played for the 1 year.
Yeah,
basically.
So you're going to put him ahead of Osweiler, who had 15.
Oh, come on. He was the
number
worst.
Five.
They had to give up draft picks to move
number
him.
Number 5, Davis Mills, 35. Number 4, C.J. Stroud, 43. David Carr is at 59. Watson, 104. And Matt Schaub, 124. That's all-time passing touchdowns for the Texans list. Isn't that terrible?
Well, it's only been around for 25 years now. What is it? No, 24 years. Yeah, they don't have the history the other teams have. And, you know, they thought they had the guy. Deshaun would have been the guy if he didn't have little towels.
Okay. I mean, would he? Because he sure does suck now.
You mean the guy who quit on the team before the little towels?
I'm not sure that Deshaun was all about, once he got his money, I'm not sure he was all about football anymore.
Yeah.
I think he's just all about Jilly, his fiance.
He wasn't all
writer.
About Jilly.
No, he was all about.
Well,
I mean, wait a minute. 46 different women all about Jilly?
Are you sure he
26
didn't?
Wait.
Are you sure he didn't have permission? It doesn't look like things are a problem right now.
He didn't have permission from the women.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. That's not what I'm asking about Jilly. Because she doesn't seem to have a problem.
Well, no. She's still there. But
yeah.
A lot of.
Are
you sure that's
not
a financial decision by Jilly?
I don't know. I just know she's there.
Yeah, well,
here's the Carolina Panthers. They've been around almost the same amount of time as the Texans. It's
a longer
5 years longer. Jake DeLone, it's Cam Newton, Jake DeLone, Steve Berline, Kerry Collins.
What's a better list? A
lot better.
Yeah.
Jacksonville has Trevor Lawrence, Mark Brunell. Mark Brunell is really good.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is not really good.
No, and I'm not sure who else do they have.
You mentioned
Trevor Lawrence is. Yeah, Blake Bortles
Blake
went to
Bortles.
AFC championship
Heroic.
Game. Oh, he'll be ahead of
David
way
Gerard.
Ahead of what you think. Yeah, way yeah. better quarterbacks than the Texans. They came in same time Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Texans, we didn't come in with anybody. We just came in, right?
What do you mean?
They're the only team.
Well, only expansion team.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's and the Bears, for as long as they've been around, what a pathetic.
It's pathetic.
What a pathetic yeah. quarterback group.
Yep.
That's astonishing,
yeah.
frankly.
When
we didn't mention this.
Well, Jay Cutler's their best ever quarterback.
We didn't really mention this. It's pretty astonishing to me that Ryan Poles got a 5-year contract extension.
I know.
What has he done? Like, he's made – that's the Bears general manager, for those who don't know. He traded away Roquan Smith for a second rounder. Used that second rounder to get Chase Claypool away from the Steelers, who was an abject failure.
Oh, not abject. He was a huge failure. By the way, he's working out again, and he wants to come back to the league.
Yeah, I saw it. Who cares?
Yeah.
He's a TikTok influencer right now.
Yeah.
That's all he was when he was in the NFL. He decided TikToks with Juju were more important than blocking on the perimeter. He just wouldn't block, and it was crazy because in college he blocked. It's one of his strengths. You know, you find out about guys pretty quickly if they really want to do it. Or I told you the NIL, pro teams tell me, NIL is helping them figure out who the guys are, like who the dudes are and who are. And you have a guy who may be getting paid lots of money, and they can figure out he's a dude. Like, this guy is there to play football. The money's fine. It comes with it. But he's a football player first and foremost, and the money comes along with it. Other guys are just about trying to cash in. Did you know players got paid in advance? They had to get paid in advance. So I was talking to a team yesterday. So there's now a collective bargaining agreement in place where college teams can pay no more than $16 million to the football players. Yep. The number $16 million. It had to be, but all your money had to be off the books by the beginning of July, July 1st. So any money that you owed a player still, so they paid players in advance for this year. And the guy on this team told me there's a big concern about injuries popping up now where guys become injured and just don't play. Now, if that's how you are, like, you're the lowest of the low. Like, you don't – why do you even have a scholarship? What are you even in college
playing football? Why are you
football
playing
football? Yeah, so I tend to doubt – we see some of that in pro football. I doubt we'll see that in college football. Now, they can shut it down and leave, and there's nothing the team can do if a guy leaves. But he also told me, he said, this is interesting. This same university, major university, they're not paying – they stopped paying – this is how tight the money is right now. They stopped paying bowl. Staff and coach didn't get a bowl bonus. You know, you get a bonus for going to a bowl. No bowl bonuses last year. Nobody got paid for summer camps at all. Like, all the things that have always been paid, they're not getting paid that anymore because the money is too tight. And this is a major university. I'll tell you who during a break. But this same guy said that he said what's going to happen is it's just going to go back to football the way it was where, yeah, you have $16 million now that you spend from revenue share, and there's NIL deals that are set aside, but they're also just going to start paying some guys under the table to where now – because there's revenue share, to me, I think anybody who gets caught paying under the table should be a harsh, harsh penalty.
What's that going to be?
For player, I mean, I don't eliminate them from bowl consideration for 2 years. Any bowl, and that includes playoffs. Eliminate them from that. I would do that because this is in here. You did that before. Now you're paying players, and you're trying to create as level a playing field as possible at $16 million. Because I asked him, I said, how come Texas has 40, A&M has $35 million rosters? He said, well, it's true, they do, but you basically had to pay them off and they get down to $16 million, which means teams are going to be paying under the table. Yeah, but hopefully they will have harsh penalties so that you can have, you know, if you're going to have money out front and center and schools can pay out front, then try to eliminate as best you can anybody who's circumventing that, because that's just too big an advantage.
Well, you know what?
But it's going to keep happening.
Get poaching out of the game first. Get poaching out of the game.
Well, then eliminate the ability to travel every month. I mean, every year. Say you get one. You get one, or say you
good luck in the courts.
You can't have one. Well, that's what they're going to have to try it.
Yeah.
They're going to have to try it. And the only way you're going to be able to do it is if it's collectively bargained.
Yep.
Real frankly, if you sign a contract.
Or if they sue and the judge feels like, and they feel like, no, that's fair enough.
You still right to work. You're still going to have to say, once you sign a contract, for this amount of money we're giving you, when we sign this contract is viable. Now, you know, they also don't have a non-compete in the state of Texas anymore.
Right.
So, and this is it's always been a right to work state, but, you know, I had to sit out because of a non-compete. I've had to sit out a couple times. So it's a pain in the ass, but if you want to go to you can win it legally. But go ahead and do you really want to pay those legal fees?
Yep.
Now it cost me an arm and a leg to get 1 month off, and so that was is definitely not worth it. But it's going to be if they eliminated the ability to just leave every year, and they said you get one transfer
that's it.
Yep. It would slow things down.
Yep.
And if you said you have to sit out a year, well, it would eliminate poaching altogether.
Right. All right, we got a break. We are live at Texas Card House. Hey. The boys are going to be, we're at the Town and Country, McCormick and Schmick's, from noon until 6 today. So get on by there and you can sign up with, there's going to be a promotional table and you can sign up to win those e-bikes that are going to be given away here after the summer circuit continues on all summer long here. But we got a $4,000 value. From Power On e-Bicycle. So let's get on over there today to McCormick and Schmick's between noon and 6 and sign up. I went to dinner last night, and And it was just so good. So many Coors Lights. So much reminiscing and Coors Lights and just a good time had by all. And in and wings and queso and just, I mean, just so much fun. When there's Coors Light involved, it just makes everybody come together. All right? It's kind of like, yeah, I mean, it just is, it brings people together. Coors Light just brings people together. I told the story yesterday. My buddy doesn't have a thing in his fridge, and that's all he had was a 12-pack of Coors Lights for me. And I thought, that is so special. That is so special that someone would do that. And just such a great, great human being to do something like that for you. All you need, I mean, you got to have it. Have Coors Lights ready. And when you go out, you know, and you're out and you're going to eat some wings, get you some Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. You want to keep Texas chill like I do. I kept Texas really, really cold yesterday with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Jump on, climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So did you see recently the ESPN released its most talented teams ever?
No. It is the summer, so that makes sense.
Yeah. The most talented teams in baseball history. Guess who finished number one?
Yankee team?
Nope.
Should be Astros, but...
What year?
19.
Most talented team ever.
That team was crazy good.
Yeah.
It had Garrett Cole and... Lance McCullough, but I mean, it had Garrett Cole and Verlander. They were the top two pitchers.
1-2. Finished 1-2 inside.
Yeah, they were the top two pitchers.
Michael Brantley, Yuli, Bregman, Reddick, Altuve, Springer,
the Tucker
Correa.
Wasn't even a major factor that year.
No, he came in late. Yordan won Rookie of the Year.
Well, Springer was still there, right? 19? Yeah.
Springer was still there. Miles Straw.
Well, back up.
Martin Maldonado, Aledmys Diaz. I mean.
And Yordan was a rookie.
Yordan was Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Man,
that's baseball. Most talented team in baseball.
Yes.
History.
Their B-War was the highest.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Most talented team in the history of the game. And you know what team was second? Also didn't win it. The 2019 Dodgers. Two teams that didn't win it. It was the Nats that won it. The Nationals won it that year. And the Astros and the Astros. Yeah, it was the Nationals won in 19. And the Astros and Dodgers were both the two most talented teams and didn't win it. 713-780-3776 live at Texas Card House. Glad you could join us here on the show. And we had the ESPYs last night. Don't know who won. All I know is that Shane Gillis was funny. That's the only part that I really cared about. I don't know about you. But Shane Gillis was cracking jokes. He had jokes last night for people. And if you haven't seen it, you need to go look it up. Heads up against them was Caitlin Clark. Like, well, not really Caitlin Clark because she didn't play. Did you see her at the end of the game the other night? She was hurting. She had a groin injury. And she was crying at the end of the game, that game that she was yelling at the referee.
I saw. Yeah.
Yeah.
You wonder if it's – I think it's just frustration crying. Not because it hurts so bad.
Right,
it's like, again, this is the third injury. I mean, this is going to go down as she's missed 9 games this year. She missed none last year. She's going to miss – it's a groin injury. She's going to miss a good period of time. My guess is 2 weeks minimum, which will be, I don't know how many games, 5 games. This is going to be a write-off year for her.
It already is, I think.
Yeah, it already is. I mean, it's a – she's playing. The numbers aren't good. She just did too many commercials, and she didn't get her groin ready.
Wow. Okay.
Her groin wasn't in good shape. So my groin's in great shape right now. I can do more commercials if you guys want to advertise with the station.
You can do more.
I've been working on my groin. It's in good shape.
Wow.
I can do a lot. Where Caitlin Clark, she does all these commercials, and look what happens. Injury prone.
Yep. And she, I don't know if she was working. I don't want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, you don't have to.
No, but I know, I understand it. I've heard that you've been working on your groin lately. So
and mine is in good shape. Mine's good.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I felt bad for her. You know, she's – how did Angel Reese get hurt? Both of them are going to miss the All-Star game?
Angel Reese.
I saw where Angel Reese was hurt, too, and I guess they're going to miss the All-Star game.
Did they have a fight like Shane Gillis said?
No.
They didn't?
Okay. No.
All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know how Angel Reese got hurt. All I know is that, she's going to miss the All-Star game as well. Caitlin Clark going to miss the All-Star game. It's just a shame. Why watch? Why watch now?
Did you see the joke Gillis did about, want to say, hey, how about a shout-out to Brittany somebody? A four-time WNBA All-Star. And it's a black lady in the crowd. And she kind of laughs and smiles and waves her hand. He goes, "I'm just kidding. That's my friend's wife. I just wanted to see if any of you actually knew a WNBA All-Star player." I was like, "Come on,
that was pretty funny.
Yeah,
that was pretty good." And he was right. They were clapping. Yay! Oh, hey, great! Fourth-time All-Star Brittany Grimes is here.
You can't tell me that's not his joke.
Yeah, that was his. I think because he said it's my buddy's wife.
I know. It's got to be his joke. Not everyone wrote all his stuff.
Yeah, no.
Going to Waffle House to fist fight black women, that's his joke 100%. There's nobody at ESPN. There's no one at ESPN writing jokes like that.
No, but he said. No, I didn't write that one. I didn't. He did say
no,
that.
He said that about a different one.
Oh, okay.
Didn't hit.
Yeah,
he said that a different one. He goes, I didn't write that. So I thought that would be better, but I didn't write it anyway, so I don't care.
Yeah, right. That was pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff last night. If you haven't watched it, you can watch it on YouTube. And here we are. And we're getting close now. We're getting close to Texans football, Texans reporting. And we're getting close to – is Jake Andrews your starting center?
No.
Jake Andrews is not your starting center this year.
No. Why would he be my starting center?
Well, who's going to be your starting center?
What do you mean? Either Jarrett Patterson or Juice Scruggs.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think Jake –
Not Jake Andrews. He's a cast-off from New England. He didn't even make the team.
Yeah, well, we're New England South now.
I don't care. There's no way Jake Andrews. He's not good enough.
Well, let's see.
He was the guy on first team during OTAs.
Yeah.
Well, OTAs, we'll see. Yeah. From what I understand, I think Juice is – I don't know if Juice is 100% healthy, but I don't think he's going to be the first team guy. The guy who was cut by the worst team in football or the second worst team in football is the starting center. I guess it's on par with
Cam Robinson
line.
Better?
So this offensive line is going to be the worst the Texans have had since Derek Carr got the brakes beaten off of him?
David Carr.
I mean, David Carr, is that what we're talking about? Because that's what it sounds like. We're taking a New England cast off, a Minnesota cast off. Make no mistake, Ed Ingram was Vikings fans couldn't wait
Cam
to
Robinson
get rid of him.
Cam
Robinson was a street free agent.
Yeah.
Lakin Tomlinson was a
Trent Brown
was a legitimate addition. Trent Brown's a street free agent. I don't even know if Trent Brown makes a team, to be honest with you. You got your two tackles, Howard, and we'll see if Howard's a tackle. You got Juice, you got Patterson. Like, this is, I like a lot of things about this Texans team, and I knew you weren't going to fix your offensive line this year. It just wasn't in the cards. You didn't have the right amount of draft picks to do it. You had other positions you had to fill. It wasn't a very good offensive line draft. I knew it wasn't going to happen this year. I knew it, and I'm fine with that. But it better be priorities 1, 2, and 3 next year. You got to find out what you have with Blake Fisher. Tytus Howard is maybe a cap casualty, maybe not. You may not be able to afford to cut him. You may have to keep him because it's just not good enough. And Juice Scruggs, you find out either he – he's one of those guys, like, this is a great example. So 26% of the players don't make the fourth year of their contract. So I was talking about with a team about second-rounders. He thinks everything's going to get done. He said it's kind of a joke because we're guaranteeing about 88 to 90% of the contract anyway. He said for the players to hold out, it's really not even about the money. He said agents want to create a new precedent where the second round's done, and then next they go after the third round. And he said, we're doing close to 88. This guy said, our second round pick's probably going to get 88%. to 90%. He goes, the agents will get the deal done. It's not enough money for them, for their players, you know, for them to hurt them in the rookie season. They're just trying to band together. It's kind of a collusion the other way, where they're trying to band together and say, hey, let's try to get this win and reset this.
Well, it also makes them look bad. Some guys, some agents got their guys, you know, well, guaranteed money, and they didn't.
So you saw when Higgins did the deal at 34,
yeah,
the Browns immediately did 33 guaranteed. They had no choice. Precedent's already been set with 34. If Tyler Shuck, the number 40 pick from the New Orleans Saints, their second rounder, who's got a lot of leverage because Carr retired at quarterback. Now, I can tell you, it's not going to feel great guaranteeing that contract because I think the failure rate is higher than the success rate potential. But once that gets – and I think he'll get a full guarantee. Once that happens, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35 will all get guaranteed deals, fully guaranteed deals. So that's how things will change, and we'll get players. I think players are going to start getting into camp. Jahdae Barron signed. He was – there's only two first-rounders who hadn't signed. It was Jahdae Barron and Shamar Stewart. So now Texas A&M Shamar Stewart's the only one – was not signed a contract. We'll see when that happens. I really don't know. The agent I talked to is not Shamar's agent, thinks the Bengals will blink first because of the issues they have with Trey Hendrickson, or they'll get Trey Hendrickson done. And if Trey Hendrickson gets done, then Shamar could be in a little bit of trouble as it pertains to how long they're willing to wait that out. But we'll see. I mean, I'm happy the Texans, we don't have any. Arianti Ursary has not gotten a deal done, but I'm sure that's just – Ursary needs to get in. He's not getting a fully guaranteed deal. Ursary needs to – he can't miss any camp. He needs to be in learning that position because he's got an outside chance of playing.
Yep.
Like, he's got an outside chance of starting. Probably not early in the season, but based on injuries, he's going to play this year.
I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. We got a break. We're live at Texas Card House, Westheimer and Green Ridge. Glad you could join us. Johnny, still want to talk poker? We'll get him in here on the other side as soon as we get back. But right now we're going to talk about Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford is where you get your deal on, people. I just love me some Chastain Ford. I love what they've done for me. And I know they're going to do the same thing for you. It's not just because I speak for them or anything else. This is how they do business all the time. Everybody says that, you know what? They walk in, and the first thing, you go to the website. You go to the website for somebody that pops up, says, how can I help you? And one of the first questions that they're going to ask is, where do your payments have to be? It's important to them that you have a great car buying experience. It's of the utmost importance to Chastain Ford, which is why they've been doing this, selling cars in the city of Houston for over 80 years, because they just know that everybody wants to have a great car buying experience. And you're not having a great car buying experience if you're spending too much on all the accessories, or you're buying a car that's out of your price range. So Chastain Ford will help you there. Now, they're not going to upsell you. They're not going to get what you can. If you want the better car but you want a plainer, that's fine. They don't have to sell you the tinted windows, or the sunroof, or all the other stuff that would go along. They don't care. What they care about is you have a great car buying experience every single time. Transparency, no add-ons, no markups. It's happening every single day at Chastain Ford. You're looking for a vehicle, I think the best place to go. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.